Welcome to the All Around Joe podcast, where you'll find tips and insights from my personal experience as an athlete, coach, and all-around self-improvement junkie. All right, gang, this podcast is going to be all about what you need for your ultimate home gym. I have some really interesting insights and research that I've done on this topic because if you guys have been following it all, we are buying a sprinter van that we're actually making into the ultimate driving home gym. So in that research, I've been able to figure out what is going to be best for us and best for someone that wants to just have a nice garage or home gym set up for themselves. Before I jump right into that though, I wanted to make sure that I talk about a partnership that I have that I think is super important for everybody that is into fitness or health or whatever, and that partnership is called Inside Tracker, or the company that I partner with is called Inside Tracker. You can find them at insidetracker.com. What they are is they essentially look inside of your body and they figure out what you should be eating and not eating, okay? So you do a very simple blood test. You get a packet or information on the web that tells you exactly what you should be eating dietary-wise. You can even get a shopping list and you can go to the store and get all of those things set up. It is the biggest thing that has changed my life and the way that I feel in the last probably 3 years. So I am a huge advocate of Inside Tracker. And if you use the code ALLAROUNDJOE, you will get yourself a discount on Inside Tracker. If you have any questions about it, let me know. I have some blog posts as well on my blog that talk about my journey from feeling like crap to feeling great just by using the Inside Tracker and making adjustments based on what they recommend. So highly recommend Inside Tracker. Recommend everybody checks it out. I am pushing everybody in my family and friends circle to Inside Tracker to get this information because it is groundbreaking. Because you cannot know unless you look inside. Even if you hired me, I could tell you what you should be eating, but I don't really know unless we've done Inside Tracker first. So enough about that. Let's get to this ultimate home gym because this is the fun stuff right here. Okay, so first thing, I'm a huge advocate of buying products that are going to last, that I've tested myself, that I know are not going to fall apart. So I am not a bargain shopper here. If you want to take the information that you find from me and then go look on Craigslist and try and find this type of stuff, go ahead. Hopefully this helps you out. But I am not going to give you information about cheapo crap. I am going to give you information about stuff that's going to last, that you're going to be able to beat into the ground, that's going to come back stronger. All right? And that's why a lot of this stuff that I'm recommending is coming from Rogue Fitness. And I'm going to have links to all of these products, including packages and everything, at allaroundjoe.com/76. That's allaroundjoe.com/76. So if there's anything that we've talked about in this podcast that you want to get a direct link to, go to allaroundjoe.com/76 and you'll find it there. There'll be pictures. There's all this fun stuff. As well as I'm trying to videotape this episode again so you could watch it if you want to see me talking in front of a mic at allaroundjoe.com/76 or on YouTube. At YouTube, or at allaroundjoe.com/YouTube. All right, jumping right into things. The first thing that I believe that you need to have as your foundational part of your system or your setup is your rack, okay? And I'm a huge fan of Rogue racks, okay? You can also, if you want to though, figure out what your rack's gonna look like and have somebody that knows how to weld or put these things together make it for you. That can be cheaper, but it's going to take the time and effort for you to put in to figure that out. So I am a huge advocate of protecting my time. I'm spending my time wisely, and I would just go to Rogue and buy this thing based off of what I'm looking for. But some of the racks that I think are the best and most suitable are, number one, the one that I'm going to get for my van is the S3 squat stand. And this is if you have a movable situation that you need to be utilized, right? So you want to be able to move this stand around. It's not necessarily easy to move, but it is movable. And the other cool thing about it is that you can use it for squatting, but it also has a bar up top that if weighted down enough, you could use it for pull-ups and such. And I'm getting the bar that is a single bar so that it can be used for pull-ups and muscle-ups, all right? Because I want to be able to have the versatility in the smallest footprint possible. I'm also getting the taller version, right? Because if you need that extra height, which I do at 6'1", then it does not make any sense to get something short where your feet are going to hit the ground when you're doing any kind of a pull-up or muscle-up movement. Okay. It also works great for if you get a bench, you could do bench press, which I feel like is one of the most underutilized movements in CrossFit. We do a lot of presses, we do a lot of jerks and that type of thing. I can tell you that when I first got into CrossFit, I was stronger at those movements because I had a big old bench press. Now my bench press has gone way down and my jerks have gone down as well. So these pressing movements, when you use a lot of loading, can help you in all other ranges of motion. So consider that when you're thinking about your rack setup. The next thing that you could consider is a power rack. And this is going to be more of like a square setup or a bigger rack that could have multiple pull-up sections on it. You could theoretically have two different squat areas as well. It's going to be just a bigger footprint, and if you have more space, this would be something that I would consider. It's a power rack. Or if you want something that requires less space, but you're building out your garage or at home gym, you can get a power rack that folds up against the wall. And this is cool because it folds up against the wall, but also has a pull-up bar, and you can do all the same other things. So you just need to make sure that you have something that's sturdy enough to mount the rack to the wall. Okay, that is something I'm not too sure about myself as far as the mounting, so you have to look into it and see if you could, what kind of wall you have as far as support system that's going to be able to hold the weight that you want to put onto that specific rack. Okay, so it was the S3 squat stand, which is movable, the power rack if you have more space, and then the power rack folding if you want to have it in one spot, but it's going to fold up against the wall. Next up, kettlebells. Kettlebells are a great, great, great solution for any time that you want to get a quick workout in, or you can throw them in obviously to any other kind of workout. But they're so great because they load your whole rear chain of your body when you're doing that movement, and you can get them up really heavy. So when you're loading that much muscle, it will cause your body to have releases of positive sexual hormones that are going to get you more gains. So that's why kettlebells are great. You obviously, when we're talking about movements, you want to make sure that you have correct movement patterns, and I highly recommend you know how to do that before you jump right into something like this, especially if you're going to do your own home gym. You got to be pretty confident in your movement patterns. Please, please, please be confident in your movement patterns. As for kettlebells, I just really like the regular Rogue kettlebells, and I've got a link on the blog here. You can get right to them, or you can go there and find them yourself. But I think that it's essential, depending if you're a guy or a girl, that you just have a couple different weights. So if you're going to be swinging these kettlebells, you're probably going to need like a 35, a 53, and a 70-pound kettlebell, depending on who's going to be swinging these things. I know that the 35 can be good if you're warming up for several things, snatches, just one arm, kettlebell swings, and then you can get all the way up to the 70s with those and even higher. So if I was going to be building the ultimate home gym, I would actually have a next step up, which is like, I'm not sure, I think it's an 88-pound kettlebell is the next step up, so that you have that wide variety of options to swing. Okay, it's up to you though. You can figure it out. You should know what those weights are supposed to be for you. Barbell. Okay, I have a Rogue bar myself. Really like it. It's not quite as spinny as an Olympic bar, so you could upgrade into Olympic bar if that's important to you, but the Rogue bar does get the job done, and you can go with the Rogue bar or a little bit more expensive, their Ohio bar. I am not an expert on the bearings and bushings that they put inside of these barbells. I just feel the spin and lift with them. I do like a true Olympic bar if you can get your hands on one, if you want to spend that much money on something, but you are potentially going to have to take a little bit more care of that bar if you decide to get it. Like I said, I have a Rogue bar. It's a nice bar. It looks cool. It works really well. Lasts a long time. You're also going to have to decide as barbell if you're a male or female. If you're a female, you obviously want to get the 33-pound barbell rather than the 45-pound barbell. Or if you're going to have multiple people, you probably want, at your specific home gym or garage gym, you're probably going to want to have multiple barbells. So a couple 45s, 35s, or 33s technically, that type of thing. And then for your barbell and for your rack and everything to work right, you're going to need bumper weights. There's three types of bumper weights that I like to consider. The high temp, regular Rogue high temp bumper plates, great bumper plate. We have them in our gym. They last a long time. The downside to them is that they're pretty big. So if you don't have a lot of space, they are big. The other downside to them is that they bounce a lot. So you need to decide if that's not important to you, that it takes up space and they bounce, they are probably going to be the least expensive plate that you can buy. Or you get what they call their HG 2.0 plates, which we also have. These are good. They're also durable. They don't bounce as much. So if you're a competitor and you want to be able to cycle single barbell movements quickly, it is important to be able to have them not bounce quite as much. They are also a little bit thinner, not a lot, but a little bit, so that you could stack them in a smaller place, okay? And the difference is they also, the high temp versus the HE 2.0, they look a little bit different. So you can, the high temps look like they're made with, you know, like old tires type of thing, where the HG are a smoother, shinier looking, harder looking rubber. Then the third option, and the one that we're going with in our van, is the competition plates. And the reason that you might go with a competition plate is because they are, they're gonna be harder, all right? So they'll even be harder typically than the HU 2.0. So if you wanna cycle even faster, they're just gonna thud on the ground. They are gonna be thinner so that you can put on more plates if you want to on the barbell, or they're going to take up less space. And that's why we're getting them for the van specifically. If I was going to not have to do that, I would probably get the HG 2.0s just because I think they're really good. They're really good. They hit the ground, they stop, that type of thing. But we're going to go with the comp plates just because, and specifically the Rogue comp 2.0 plates. They're just thinner. So when you're trying to store those things, it's really nice that they don't take up quite as much space. To go with those bumper weights, you're going to need change plates, or what they're called, change plates. And these are just like the 5-pound plates, the ones that aren't big enough or that don't look really big on the barbell. You're going to need the 5-pound plates, the 2.5-pound plates, maybe a couple of singles. And you can just go get those at Rogue, or you can buy those on, you know, some other site, just the small little guys that you see. They're no different than the ones typically than you see at the, you know, 24 Hour Fitness or whatever. This is probably something that's not quite as important if you just want to go and pick something up that hits the number of pounds that you want. Like I said, it's usually going to be a 5, 2.5, maybe a single for those change plates. Then, in order to keep the plates on, you're gonna wanna have collars. I highly recommend the OSO collars, so OSO collars. You can also pick those up at Rogue Fitness. They have several different kinds. I've never had a problem with any of the different styles of their collars, but they do clamp onto the barbell better than any of the other collars that I've used in the past. So, although they are a little bit more expensive, I feel like they're totally worth it, especially if you're using hard plates and you're going to be cycling the barbell fast. You do not want to have to stop and tighten up your collars because they're loosening up with those barbells. And I have never had to do it with an OSO collar. Get the OSOs, definitely worth it. Wall balls. any CrossFit competitor is going to need some wall balls because wall balls are awesome. And wall balls, you're just going to want to go with the typical, you know, Rogue wall ball. I think they're like a Dynamax wall ball, actually, or maybe Rogue makes them now. But Dynamax or Rogue wall balls are great. Put the link on the blog, show notes, allaroundjoe.com/76. And you're just going to figure out what weight of wall ball you want. Typically, you would have a 14-pound, a 20-pound, and a 30-pound if you're a competitor. Or you could even go, you know, 10, 14, 20 if you're just getting, if you're not quite at the competitive level yet. But it's good to have a couple of different wall ball sizes. So you can have a regular. So for me, an example would be a typical wall ball would be a 20 pound, but if I want to go heavy wall ball, then I would jump up to a 30 pound. And for the females, 14 and 20. So you can have that ability to have heavy versus light wall balls. It's a great option to have. It's a different experience. I do recommend that you get both of them, both sizes. Then you're going to need some wood rings. And I say wood rings because you want wood over the metal ones. And when I first got into CrossFit, I thought it would be cool to get the metal rings because they look really, really, they look fancier than the wood ones. Let's put it that way. But the metal ones are slippery. And a lot of times you don't necessarily want slippery rings. And I've talked to other people that did this exact same thing. Just go with the wood ones. They're lighter. They're nice. They're usually not going to fall apart. And if they do, they'll probably get replaced for free. Just go with some nice Rogue wood rings with those nice straps. I've also had straps that are not the Rogue straps that you go and get, you know, some generic brand, and I've had those fall apart. So, like I said, I'm a big advocate of just going with tried and true, what works really well, and that seems to be a lot of this Rogue equipment. So, get yourself some Rogue rings. Then, jump rope. You're gonna need a jump rope. All right, it's just a great way of conditioning. There's in a lot of CrossFit workouts. I'm a huge fan of the RPM speed ropes. You can get them at rpmfitness.com, or you can get them at the just at roguefitness.com, where I'm having a lot of these other links lead to. But the RPM just works so much better for me than any other rope that I've used. If you're not a fan, though, go ahead and pick up any kind of other Rogue rope or just a, you know, you can get a cheap speed rope on Amazon.com. And I've even written a few blog posts about different types of ropes. But just I particularly am a fan of the RPM speed rope. And that's why I'm talking about it here. Just a great rope. Next up on the ropes, you need a climbing rope. You can go with a manila rope, which you can just pick up at rogue.com, or you can go to other rope vendors in your area, and this can be a little bit cheaper if you're wanting to get a just same quality. I mean, a rope's a rope's a rope. This is something that you don't necessarily have to worry too much about. You could get, though, a manila versus a nylon rope. The manila ropes, just so you know, typically shed a lot. So if you're going to use them, if you're going to be using your feet a lot, they will leave a bunch of rope on the floor that you're going to have to clean up. So make sure that you consider that. The nylon ropes will not. But the nylon ropes are more slippery. So you have to decide, give or take. If I'm going to go with my own home/garage gym, I'm probably going to get a nylon rope because of the cleaning factor, even though it's a little bit harder to grip. Because if you have a rope in a competition, they're typically going to be the manila ropes, and you will jump up and you will feel like you are able to use that rope much better, and you'll be stronger because of using a nylon rope. Unfortunately, Rogue does not sell the nylon ropes, so you can just source those from your local rope manufacturer, and know that when you're getting climbing ropes, the typical rope height or that you're gonna have to get up to touch is 15 feet. So, number one, you need to make sure that you have a space that you can hang it from that high. And you don't always have to have 15 feet. So like at our gym, we have a 12 feet hanging rope. And we mostly just do legless from the ground. So sitting on the ground rope climbs because we don't have the height. You know, like tall person like me, I can hop up there really quickly if I'm using my legs. It's not even worth doing for the most part. So you have to consider if you have the amount of height that you need. for the particular rope, and then the style of rope that you're going to buy. All right, let's get into the cardio components here. So if you're going to have a legit home gym, you're probably going to want to have a Concept 2 erg or rower. You can pick those up again at Rogue, or you can get them through the link that I post on this blog here. But just make sure that you get a Concept 2 rower, all right? They're built really well. They'll last you for a long, long time. And know that you can, and we have found around this area that you can find these deals on these sometimes. Whether or not it's after a competition, you might get $100 off or something like that, a couple of bucks off. Or you can go searching around the rowing clubs. Sometimes they'll be replacing the rowers. Can be a good place to pick one up. Or if you don't feel like putting that time and effort into it, you just go to roguefitness.com, you buy that thing. Okay? So rower is really important, and it also is very important that you get a Concept 2 because those things are just built really well. Next up, same thing, assault bike. Assault bike's becoming more and more prevalent in CrossFit programming. It is probably the best cardiovascular tool that I know of. Those things are rough on your body, but they build up an engine. Just something about spinning with your feet and your arms at the same time, it really, really messes your body up in a good way. But considering the quality here, the assault bike is a better quality than any other of the bikes that we've had, that we've tried. In fact, we only will buy assault bikes now, and the company has been really good. If anything does go wrong with them, they just ship out you out a new part, or that they have for us in the past. And you can get assault bikes at roguefitness.com as well, and I'll put the link on the blog, or you could get it through any other vendor. We have not found any way of getting a really cheap assault bike, with the exception of asking around at the CrossFit competitions. Sometimes you'll have these big CrossFit competitions that will buy, you know, let's say 20 assault bikes, and they'll pre-sell them to people at a discount after the competition. So you get an assault bike that is virtually new, right? I mean, there's the competitors have used it for the 1 to 3 days during that competition, and you might get yourself a little bit of a discount. So I highly recommend you get yourself an erg, get yourself an assault bike for this ultimate home gym that you're building here. Then last but not least, I wanted to talk about packages. So Rogue does have some packages, and they are something interesting to consider. So if you are going to go with a package, what I would go with is the Alpha CrossFit package for under the Garage Gym packages for Rogue Fitness. The reason I like this one best is because it doesn't have any of this other clutter that you get in the bigger package. It's just going to have the wall balls, the bumper plates, the bars, the rings, the kettlebells, the rope, the jump rope. And you get to decide what kind of rack you want. So I could decide that I want an S3 squat rack. I can decide if I want a bench with that. You get to decide what kind of bar you want. So you get a Rogue Ohio bar, a nice bar. You can decide what size medicine ball. But then you're going to have to buy extra things like the rower or your erg and your assault bike to go with this. And there will be a few other things that you might have to buy as well. You don't get an option for the plates. You just get the Rogue HG bumper set, which is a good set, right? The only downside to that is not quite as thin as the competition plates, but most people probably won't need that, especially if you're building a garage or home gym. So I like the Alpha CrossFit package there. And then you can obviously buy more things to put into that and figure out how much weight that you're going to need. And that's something that I didn't talk about earlier, but I probably should add here, is you need to figure out how much weight you need with your bumper weights or plates, okay? Someone like me who's trying to figure out how much weight to use, I go off of the thing that I'm going to be lifting the most with. So that's deadlift. So I know I have a 505-pound deadlift, and if I ever want to PR my deadlift with my weights, I'm going to have at least that much poundage. Then you also have to consider how many people are going to be working out at your home gym / garage gym, because those, let's say you have two people doing deadlifts at the same time or two people doing back squats at the same time, that's going to take up a bunch of weights. You can find ways around it by programming so that you don't have to use up quite as much weight, but it's just something to consider. I know that when we're considering our van, we are going to try and have 500 pounds of weights, just because when you're going to have multiple people at the same time working out, you're going to have a certain amount of weight. So I want to make sure that if we're going to do a deadlift workout, I'm going to be able to at least do 315 pounds of weight, and then we're going to have Emily being able to do, 200 pounds of weight-ish as well. So we're getting close to that standard of 315, 225, which is obviously going to be more than 500 pounds, but we might go a little bit lower than that just to make things work, depending on the weight load of our van, that type of thing. But it's a consideration that you should be taking into account. And one more thing is the dumbbells. Since CrossFit's been putting dumbbells into their programming a lot more, you should consider picking up some dumbbells. And I do recommend getting the rubber dumbbells or the rubber head dumbbells. They're just a lot easier on your body if you have to have them make contact with your body, and they do better when you have to drop them, which I don't recommend dropping your dumbbells, but they are gonna be more durable if you do have the rubber version. Again, you can pick those up at Rogue, or you can find those, sometimes you can find good deals on dumbbells on things like Craigslist or other places that might sell used equipment that people bought and then they don't use. As far as the sizes of dumbbells goes, CrossFit has been programming in the open this year 35 and 50 pound dumbbells, but it's great to have dumbbells in all different sizes. I wish that I had the ability in our van to put a dumbbell rack that literally had like a 35, 50, 70, 100 pound dumbbells so that I can use them for all types of different things. Even 120 pound dumbbells are great for doing presses. And I feel like it is awesome that CrossFit has putting dumbbells into the program more, because it is way more interesting on your body to have a dumbbell in each hand than a barbell. Okay, and we should be utilizing all the different types of things so that we can get as good as we can at these different types of fitness. So dumbbells right there, the last thing that I would consider for the home gym, and if you can fit those guys in, definitely do it, because they are a great thing to have for your home gym. All right, guys, that is what I've got for the Ultimate Home Gym. If there's anything that you think that we should throw in there, like a pegboard, or something else that you think would be fun to have, definitely let me know. It's never a bad idea to have some PVC pipes and things like that, some warm-up tools. You're definitely going to want to have a few lacrosse balls around and some foam rollers perhaps, things like that that are going to also be a good component to your home gym. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope that you are going to build the ultimate home gym or van for yourself like we are. And you can get all of the links that I talked about here at allaroundjoe.com/76. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, joe@allaroundjoe.com, or connect with me on social media, which I highly recommend you do. I'm also always posting stuff on there. You can find me instagram.com/allaroundjoe, facebook.com/allaroundjoe, or twitter.com/joe_bauer. All right, guys. Like I said, hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure that you check out Inside Tracker, because everybody should, and use the discount code AllAroundJoe. The All Around Joe podcast, where you'll find tips and insights from my personal experience as an athlete, coach, and all-around self-improvement junkie. I will see you on the next podcast.